Good Thursday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Spotted yesterday, Ivanka Trump lunching with Senator Susan Collins of Maine in the Senate dining room. Collins, of course, is perpetually in the spotlight, but nowadays more than ever, because she's a critical vote on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. A source told us they were having lunch to discuss the WE Act, a Women in Entrepreneurship and Empowerment bill, not the nomination that could change the court for decades.
And here's two more great spotteds. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise hosted Jared Kushner for a dinner at Joe's on 15th Street with House Republicans, including Homeland Security Chairman Mike McCall and Ethics Chairman Susan Brooks. Amazon CEO and local newspaper owner Jeff Bezos was also spotted in the dining room at Joe's at 10 p.m. last night. On the congressional front, the Senate passed a package of spending bills last night, military construction, VA, Ledge Branch, and energy. It's the first move to avoid a shutdown. The House will pass it today. The White House says President Trump will sign it, which would mark the first step toward avoiding a shutdown.
The House is expected to go out of session this afternoon until September 25th, which will give Congress 4 days to fund the rest of the government. The three bills they are passing today are the easy ones. The tough rowing is still ahead. Our colleagues Daniel Lippman and Ileana Johnson have a big scoop this morning. Trump's FEMA administrator, Brock Long, is under investigation over whether he misused government vehicles during his commutes to North Carolina from Washington.
Here's the latest on Hurricane Florence. Capital Weather Gang is reporting that conditions in the Carolinas are expected to deteriorate rapidly, beginning devastating damage and flooding to millions of people in the southeast. The New York Times has a TikTok on the ouster of CBS 60 Minutes chief Jeff Fager. The Times reports that Fager was fired after sending a threatening text message to a CBS reporter, Jerrica Duncan, who was looking into allegations of harassment against him and Les Moonves.
On the trade front, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is proposing a new round of trade talks with China. And Burgess Everett and Ileana Johnson write about the job nobody wants. Attorney General, Senators Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, and Mike Lee all said they're not interested in the gig. Burgess also has a look at Brett Kavanaugh's involvement in the controversial circuit court nomination of Charles Pickering. It appears that Kavanaugh was more involved than he testified in 2006.
Our colleagues, Josh Gerstein and Darren Samuelson, caught up with Rudy Giuliani, who said he can understand why Paul Manafort might take a plea deal and that he isn't worried about it for the president. Annie Carney has a fun read looking at how even New York liberal haters of Ivanka Trump still love her pics on Instagram. In the juice, we've got Planned Parenthood naming Lena Wen, an outspoken Trump administration critic, as its sixth president. She most recently served as Baltimore City Health Commissioner. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.